WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen a spike in overdose deaths. I recently spoke with Megan Steele, a staff epidemiologist with the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center, housed in the UK Department of Public Health, about a recent summit, OD2A, the Kentucky Overdose Data to Action Community Summit.
So OD2A stands for Overdose Data to Action. It's a grant that we received from the Centers for Disease Control. We're the only organization in Kentucky to have received this grant, but we work with other groups around the country focusing on translating overdose surveillance activities into real prevention actions that can save lives.
Can you tell me a little bit about the players and data gathering and that sort of thing? Because I think what we're talking about is, in essence, sort of translational research, taking data and applying it in real life to trying to improve the health of Kentuckians and others.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. So we partner with the Kentucky Department for Public Health as their arm that focuses primarily on injury-related outcomes. So at the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center where I work, we focus on drug overdose, which is my specialty, but we also have colleagues who work in occupational injury and motor vehicle accidents, as well as a variety of other topics. So what KDPH does is they've authorized us to access the hospital database. So we have access to all the claims for emergency department visits and inpatient hospitalizations. And then we also use the Office of Vital Statistics records through their electronic death certificate database. So we use both of those data sets to track injury statistics across Kentucky, so non-fatal and fatal. We also have an extra program that we call the Drug Overdose Fatality Surveillance System that is unique to KIPRC here in Kentucky. So through this system, we take the records from the electronic death certificate database to identify drug overdoses, and then we use additional data sources. So we use autopsy reports and coroner's investigations to look into some of the other circumstances surrounding drug overdose that you can't get from just looking at the electronic death certificate database. So we found that we're really able to get a very holistic idea about what drug overdose looks like in Kentucky, and that allows us to build customized programs that can actually target the counties, people, and types of drugs that we see in drug overdose across the Commonwealth.
And I'm assuming that this data potentially down the road could be used to specifically help different geographical regions. I'm thinking of in eastern Kentucky, there might be certain patterns of drug use. In central Kentucky, slightly different. In western Kentucky, maybe different than that. Northern Kentucky, is that something, that type of granular information, something you all work with?
Absolutely. So with KIPRC, we work with something we call the Mobile Harm Reduction Unit. And this is a mobile pharmacy that is able to move throughout Kentucky to help local agencies with the distribution of naloxone, also known as Narcan, which is almost a miracle drug. It has this amazing effect of reversing an opioid overdose almost instantaneously, and its introduction in the Commonwealth has saved numerous lives. And that's another measure that we track as well, is we have access to the Emergency Medical Services database, so we're able to see where EMS responders are using the most naloxone, so we can follow up in those communities to make sure that we're distributing this life-saving drug to the people who need it most.
Well, and I want to give a shout out to the Fayette County Health Department and to health departments around Kentucky. I took the training and actually carry naloxone with me now just in case I ever come across a situation where it might be needed. And that's something that any citizen of Kentucky can do.
Absolutely, and we highly encourage it. It's actually a drug that you can get over the counter, so anybody can have access to naloxone who needs it. So if you have a family member or a friend who has an opioid misuse problem, it's always a good idea to make sure that you do have naloxone on you, because with the change in changes in our drug supply, even people who have been using opioids for a long time may come into contact with an opioid that is stronger than what they're used to, and that can easily cause an overdose. So you never know when that sort of thing is needed. And I'm very grateful to hear that you're carrying it as well, and I encourage other people to do the same.
Are there any takeaways from the particular summit that you recently hosted, paths forward that or bullet points of things to do, work lists that folks were talking about at the end of the summit?
Absolutely. So the biggest takeaway that we found by looking at the drug overdose statistics that occurred in 2020 is the extreme extent to which fentanyl was involved in drug overdose deaths. So we saw an increase in all the drug types involved in drug overdose deaths, with the notable exception of heroin, which is another interesting fact that we could talk about later as it pertains to the changing face of the opioid epidemic in Kentucky. But fentanyl was primarily the driver of the increase in drug overdose deaths, fentanyl in combination with other drugs as well as fentanyl alone. So we saw an increase where in 2019 we had just over 700 drug overdose deaths involving fentanyl, whereas in 2020 that number jumps to over 1,300. So the big driver of drug overdose deaths was fentanyl for a variety of reasons. We're not entirely sure. Unfortunately, we don't have the ability to differentiate between fentanyl that was voluntarily consumed, as people do choose to consume fentanyl, versus the fentanyl that is laced with a drug without the user's knowledge. Both of those can be highly deadly combinations, and Kipper can't differentiate between the two. We rely a lot on our law enforcement partners to be able to make that distinction. But fentanyl has contaminated a variety of drugs across the Commonwealth, including cocaine and methamphetamine, which is always a dangerous combination since an opioid-naive person or a person who has not built up a tolerance to opioids will then be exposed to this extremely powerful opioid, which can easily and quickly cause a drug overdose and lead to a fatality.
Well, and of course, a lot of folks who perhaps think they may be getting heroin are actually getting fentanyl or an analog of fentanyl instead.
Absolutely. So heroin deaths have actually decreased significantly over our study time period from 2016 to 2020, and they continue to decline in 2020, which is wonderful news if the fentanyl deaths hadn't skyrocketed so much. But it just shows that heroin is really no longer the primary delivery method for fentanyl. Or if people, like you said, think they're receiving heroin and instead are receiving a mixture of fentanyl or some other drug, that's a very dangerous combination.
Is there anything we haven't touched on yet, Megan, that you would want our listeners to know about before we part?
I would also like to stress the growing threat of the methamphetamine epidemic. So, opioid use gets a lot of attention, and it certainly deserves that. But methamphetamine deaths have been continuously rising since 2016 and continue to rise in 2020 at a rate slightly higher than what we would have expected if we hadn't had such a strange 2020 year. So methamphetamine deaths, methamphetamine use, and methamphetamine use addiction treatment definitely needs to be a growing emphasis in the Commonwealth. I also want to state that we're not entirely sure exactly what factors of life in 2020 contributed to this increase in drug overdose deaths. So we don't know if it was the anxiety related to COVID, job loss, or increased social distancing recommendations that contributed to this observed increase. And that's something that we're definitely going to have to study further.
Well, yeah, and I guess one thing about methamphetamine as opposed to opioids and benzodiazepines is it's such a completely idiosyncratic drug that it can cause death at any dose. It's not particularly dose-related that can cause the damage.
Absolutely. And then the other struggle with methamphetamine, particularly compared to opioids, is we don't have a way of reversing a methamphetamine overdose like we do with naloxone for opioid overdoses.
My thanks today to staff epidemiologist Megan Steele with the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center for talking with me about the Kentucky Overdose Data to Action Community Summit. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.